Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us for this devotional titled, P.S. Pursue Relationships. One of the joys of having lived in multiple locations is having established some deep-rooted friendships. Likewise, one of the greatest sorrows is the same. I'm sure many of you can relate. In our first years of marriage, my husband pastored at a church in Bakersfield. This is where our first three children were born and where one of my forever best friends still lives. She has walked with me through highs and lows over the last 26 years and would drop everything at a moment's notice if I called. Upon entering the Navy, we connected with an amazing life group at our church in Orange County. Four families with 13 boys. Praise God we were close to the beach and could let them run wild. Other duty stations have brought precious, devoted women, keeping the home fires burning and encouraging each other while we awaited our husband's returns. And sometimes God brings dear friends into our lives and then takes them away, far away, across the country, across oceans, across continents. As much as I lament rarely being able to go for a walk, paddleboard, run, or have coffee with these dear confidants, I would never trade the precious moments we have had. They are forever imprinted on my heart, and when we do get to see each other, it is just simply sweet. I can't help but think that relationships like these were similar to those that Paul references in 1 Corinthians 16. After 15 chapters of elaborate instructions to the church at Corinth, he specifically names seven dear friends, encouragers, and partners in proclaiming the good news of Jesus. In verses 10 and 11, he tells the church to take it easy on Timothy. He is a young disciple who is eager to learn. In verse 12, he communicates on behalf of Apollos. In verses 17 and 18, he speaks of being refreshed by other believers and then goes on to remind the church to greet all these beloved brethren with a holy kiss. Paul has been encouraged by these relationships. They have exhorted him, cared for him, journeyed with him, and walked through suffering by his side. Paul is confident of his message and is equally confident that the message of truth that he proclaims is supported by fellow believers who have experienced the same. We were created for relationship with God and relationship with each other. It is through our relationships with others that we are strengthened and encouraged to continue on this journey, living out the good news of Jesus Christ. So next time you talk with a distant friend, don't miss the opportunity to encourage him or her in their faith. You have been placed in that person's life for a reason, even from a distance, to exhort them to be who God created them to be within their own sphere of influence. Thanks for joining us.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.